Firstly, of all, I was influenced by old buildings. I looked at people build it, I don't know their name, and I don't know what it was, you know, mostly very simple buildings. And I, when I was really young, you know, not even 20 years old, I was impressed, you know, by the strength of these old buildings, you know, because they didn't even belong to any epoch, you know. But they were there for 1,000 years and still there, you know, and still impressive, and nothing could change it, you know. And all the styles, the great styles, passed, but they were still there, didn't lose anything. When I worked with Peter Behrens, he had a great sense of a great form. That was his main interest, and that I certainly understood and learned from him. I was lucky enough, you know, when I came to the Netherlands and was confronted with Berlage's work. There was the construction that made the strongest impression on me, the use of brick and so on, the honesty of materials and so on. I never forget this lesson I got there, just by looking at these buildings. I had only a few talks with Berlage, but not about that. We never talked about architecture together. And I learned a lot from Frank Lloyd Wright, I must say that. I think more as a liberation, you know. I felt much freer by seeing what he did. You know, the way how he puts the building in the landscape, you know, and the free way how he uses space and so on. I'm working on an architecture as a language. And I think you have to have a grammar in order to have a language. And then you can use it, you know, for normal purposes. And you speak in prose. And if you are good at that, you speak a wonderful prose, and if you are really good, you can be a poet. Yes, that is the characteristic, and I think that is the same in architecture. You know, you have to construct something. You can make a garage out of it, or you can make a cathedral out of it. The same means, the same structural methods we use for all these things. You know, you find often in books they have nothing to do with architecture, very important things. That is Schrödinger, you know, this physicist. He talks here about general principles. And he said the creative vigor of a general principle depends precisely on its generality. And that is exactly what I think about when I talk about the structure in architecture. It is not a special solution. It is the general idea. Sometimes people say, "But how do you feel if somebody copies you and so on?" I say that is not a problem to me. I think that is the reason we are working, that we find something everybody can use. We hope only that he uses it right. I cannot tell you at the moment where I read it, but I know I read it somewhere that architecture belongs to the epoch, and not even to the time, to a real epoch. since I understood that, I would not be for fashion in architecture. I would look for more profound principles. And since I know by reading and studying books that we are under the influence of science and technology, I would ask myself, what can that be? What result comes from this fact? Can we change it or can we not change it? And the answer of this question, you know, gave me the direction which I followed, not what I liked. I throw often things out I like very much. They are dear to my heart. But when I have a better conviction, a better idea, a clearer idea, then I follow the clearer idea. And after a while, you know, I find Washington Bridge most beautiful, the best building in New York. And it may be at the beginning I wouldn't. That grew. But first I had to conquer the idea, and later I appreciated it as a beauty. What is the essence of the epoch? And that is the only thing we really can express, and what is worth to express. Thomas Aquinas, he says, reason is the first principle of all human work. Now, when you have grasped that once, you know, then you act accordingly. So I would throw everything out that is not reasonable, you know. I don't want to be interesting. I want to be good.